This is Tanasia Kinney, real-time news reporter from Atlanta, Georgia, and you're listening to FetLifeStation.com.
Do you remember this song? Good evening, everyone. Your man, Lester Kenyon, right here at FetLifeStation.com. Are you dancing in the street? Yeah, who can that be? You know who that is. Martha and the Vandals. Known from 1967 to 1972 as Martha Reeves and the Vandals. They were an American vocal girl group formed in Detroit back in 1957. The group achieved fame in the 1960s with Motown. Yeah, that Motown sound. An act founded by friends Anita Beard, Rosalind Ashford, and Gloria Williams. The group eventually included Martha Reeves, who moved up in ranks as lead vocalist of the group after Williams departed back in 1962. The group signed with and eventually recorded all of their singles for Motown's Gordy imprint. The group's string of hits included Come and Get These Memories, Heat Wave, Quicksand, Nowhere to Run, that Big Bang one, Jimmy Mac. You remember that? Oh, Jimmy Mac, when are you coming back? Yeah, I'm Ready for Love, Bless You, and the one you just heard, Dancing in the Street. The latter song becoming their signature single. Yeah, there it is. A little bit of history about Martha Reeves and the Vandals. Your man, Lester Kenyon, right here once again, FetLifeStation.com.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees, April in Paris. This is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace. Till April in Paris, whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart? I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What did you mean to? What have you done to my
whoop-de-whoop-de-doo. Soulful, satisfying, and just, oh so good. Who is that? Yeah, the one and only Eleanor Fagan. Born April 7th, 1915. She departed us July 17th, 1959. Yeah, but you know her as Billie Holiday. That's right. She was an American jazz and swing music singer, nicknamed Lady Day, by her friend and music partner, Lester Young. Holiday had an innovative influence on jazz music and pop singing. Her vocal style, strongly inspired by jazz instrumentalists, and pioneered a new way of manipulating phrasing and tempo. Okay, she was known for her vocal delivery and improvisational skills. Hope I said that right. You know, what can we say about this young lady here? We can say that Holiday's delivery made her performances recognizable throughout her career. Okay. Her lack of musical education, Holiday said that she always wanted her voice to sound like an instrument, and some of her influences were Louis Armstrong and the singer Bessie Smith. Her last major recording, a 1958 album entitled Lady in Satin, features the backing of a 40-piece orchestra conducted and arranged by Ray Ellis, who said of the album in 1997. I would say that the most emotional moment was her listening to the playback of I'm a Fool to Want You. There were tears in her eyes. After we finished the album, I went into the control room and listened to all the takes. I must admit, I was unhappy with her performance, but I was just listening musically instead of emotionally. It wasn't until I heard the finished mix a few weeks later that I realized how great her performance really was. There you have it, Billie Holiday. What can we say? Nothing but greatness.
Going strong, but no matter how hard I tried, something went wrong. I lied to keep our love going long, but no matter the truth was too strong. I cried when you decided to go. I cried much more than you'll ever know. My pride is my only company. Of me, I'll dance with the ghost of our love. I will dance with the ghost of our long lost love. Stole the heart of my big boy. look what you done, done. I mean what you done, done. St. Louis gal, we're gonna have some fun. I mean lots of fun. I'm always crying the blues, both night and day. That he's gone, but you will shake in your shoes, hear what I say, 'cause some fine morn without any warning, St. Louis gal, I'm gonna handle you, I mean manhandle. You'll find yourself in a jam as sure as anything would end. I'm going a hunting, doo-dee-doo. You know just what I'm gonna shoot. You stole my pass, St. Louis.
Wow. Who stole that St. Louis gal? What a shame. What a shame. Well, the last two songs you heard were by the same artist. Yeah. Cecily McLaurin Salvant. Yeah. Born August 28th, 1989. She is an American jazz vocalist. She was the winner of the first prize in the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition back in 2010. Releasing her first album, Celia, shortly thereafter, her second album, Woman Child, was released in 2013 on Mac Avenue Records, receiving a 2014 Grammy Award nomination for Best Jazz Vocal Album. Salvant won four categories in the 2014 Downbeat Critics Poll. Jazz Album of the Year was one. Female Vocalist was another one. Rising Star Jazz Artist and Rising Star Female Vocalist. Her third album, which was called For One to Love, was released on September 5th, 2015, to critical acclaim from the New York Times, the Guardian, and the Los Angeles Times. It won her the Grammy Award for Best Jazz Vocal Album back in 2016. So there you go. Cecily McLaurin Salvant. Award-winning jazz vocalist. Oh, man. Well, 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 well. Whew. Such a beautiful song. The last song you just heard was called Bayou Bottoms. And the one previous to that one was called Mellow Out. Yeah. Those two songs kind of get you in the gut. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was from a jazz fusion group. Yeah. Formerly known as the Jazz Crusaders. Now known as the Crusaders. They were an American jazz group that was successful from the 1960s to the 1990s. The group was known as the Jazz Crusaders from their formation back in 1960 until shortening their name in 1971 to the Crusaders. The Crusaders were comfortable playing a wide assortment of genres from straight ahead jazz to urban R&B to R&B based jazz, even to blues. The band reached a commercial apex in 1979 with their hit single, Street Life, featuring lead vocals by Randy Crawford and their accompanying album of the same name. Yeah, The Crusaders. Legendary. Legendary. The Jazz Crusaders. Didn't they shorten the name? Just call them The Crusaders, right here on FetLifeStation.com. Do you remember this song? It's all a thing. It's all a thing. It's a love. The look in your eyes is more than enough to make my poor heart burst in flame. You've come the moment we met that there was no doubt.
they're in their seat. Everybody's dancing. Gotta dance to the beat. Just dance. Everybody dance. Oh, one for the Monday. Two for the show. Well, well. Yeah. Let yourself go now. Come on. One for the Monday. Two for the show. Come on now. Three, get ready. Let yourself go, go, go. Get on down.
Innocent, baby girl. Innocent.
It innocent lovers for life. The last three songs you heard was by the same group. I'll say last song you just heard was Innocent, then before that it was One for the Money Part One, and before that it was And the Beat Goes On. Yeah, I figure you probably got it after The Beat Goes On. Yep. That is the Mighty Mighty Whispers. Yeah. The Whispers is an American group from Los Angeles, California, who have scored hit records since the late 1960s. They are best known for their two number one R&B singles, And the Beat Goes On in 1980 and Rock Steady in 1987. The Whispers scored 15 top 10 R&B singles and 8 top 10 R&B albums, with two of them, The Whispers and Love Is Where You Find It, reaching the number one spot. They have earned 2 platinum and 5 gold albums in their careers. Yeah, there you have it. The Mighty, Mighty Whispers. FedLifeStation.com, your man Lester Kenyon right here.
Do you remember this song?
Why do you use me? Try to confuse me. How can you stand to be so cruel? Why don't you free me from this prison? For I served my time as your fool.
Classic, baby, classic.
Confuse me, how can you stay?
you mess around with me, man. I try to stick with you, show your love so true, but you won't appreciate the love we try to make. Oh, it's a got to be a shame.
Oh yeah, it's a shame, definitely a shame. What the world is going through right now is definitely a shame. But yeah, that was Shame, the extended version. You know who that is. It's that American group with style, finesse, and grace. Yeah, that's right. You got it right. That was the Spinners. And they are an American rhythm and blues vocal group that formed in Ferndale, Michigan, back in 1954. They enjoyed a string of hits and albums during the 1960s and the 1970s. Particularly with producer Tom Bell, the group continues to tour with Henry Fambro as the only original member. Yeah, the only spinner that's still spinning on the original side. The group is also listed as the Detroit Spinners and the Motown Spinners due to their 1960s recordings with the Motown label. These other names were used in the UK to avoid confusion with a British folk group also called the Spinners. On June 30th, 1976, they received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2015 and 2023, they were nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There it is, as my man used to say on Soul Train, the late, great Don Cornelius, it's the mighty, mighty Spinners. Yeah, you know what you'd like. They know what you like. It's like forever yours, forever theirs, forever mine. Yeah, I know you know who that is. That's the mighty, mighty OJs. They are an American R&B group from Canton, Ohio, formed in 1958 and originally consisting of Eddie LeVert, Walter Lee Williams, William Powell, Bobby Macy, and Bill Iles. The OJs made their first chart appearance with the minor hit Lonely Drifter back in 1963, but reached their greatest level of success once Gamble and Huff, a team of producers and songwriters, signed them to their Philadelphia International label back in 1972. With Gamble and Huff, the OJs, now a trio, after the departure of Iles and Macy, emerged at the forefront of Philadelphia soul with Backstabbers and topped the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 the following year with Love Train. Several other U.S. R&B hits followed, and the OJs were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2004, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005, and the Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame back in 2013. And if you didn't know it, now you know, but I'll tell you, the OJs are hanging up their microphones. That's right. They are going to officially retire. So, it is what it is. I'm your man, Lester Kenyon, right here at FetLifeStation.com.
Do you remember this song?
You know, I'm so sick and tired of all you young ladies out there trying to tell me that I don't know how to love a woman. But one day I found me an older lady, one that knows what to do, when to do, how to do, and where to do it.
Stroke it with the motion.
Not only that, she taught me how to get down and
roll it.
Slow roll it. That's something you young girls don't understand. But now that I'm an older man,
slow roll it.
I can teach you anything that you need to know.
Stroke it with emotion.
My woman taught me how to. You know what she taught me?
Slow roll it.
Yeah. My baby taught me.
Stroke it with emotion.
Stroke it with emotion. I met a girl much older, and she whipped that thing on me. She taught me how to take my time and do it right. She taught me how to be a certified lover and do it well under the covers. Now I do it with emotion. I'll make any woman leave her home. So young girls, y'all leave me alone.
Slow rolling.
Yeah. My baby told me.
Stroke it with emotion.
Stroke it with emotion. Oh, baby.
Slow roll it.
Slow roll it, baby. My baby told me.
Stroke it with emotion.
Stroke it with emotion. Yeah. You see, y'all young girls might as well leave me alone. Until you learn how to stroke it with emotion. Not only do you have to move it to the left, you gotta move it to the right. You gotta move it all night. Listen. It ain't what you got, it's
how you use it.
To make us start moaning, you sure can't abuse it. Gotta kiss her on the toe. Gotta kiss her on the shoulder. Gotta kiss her on the neighbor. You gotta get a bit bolder. Gotta make her feel good. Gotta make her know it. Gotta make her say, baby, ooh, you can slow roll it. Roll it.
stroke it with emotion.
Stroke it with emotion. Oh, my baby told me, stroke it with emotion. Sock it to me. Oh,
slow roll it.
Gotta do it to the left. Gotta do it to the right. Gotta learn, slow roll it all night.
Slow roll it.
Yeah. My baby told me,
stroke it with emotion.
Stroke it with emotion.
Slow roll it.
Slow roll it. Yeah. My baby told me,
stroke it with emotion.
Stroke it with emotion.
Slow roll it.
You gotta do it to the left. You gotta do it to the right.
Stroke it with emotion.
You know, you heard what the love doctor said. It's that slow roll it. You gotta do it with emotion. Yeah. The Love Doctor. Originally released in the Memphis area, Lewis Clark moved to Illinois and became involved in the music industry through radio. With the love of the Motown sound and rhythm and blues mixed with gospel, Lewis became a respected disc jockey in Illinois. Oh, yeah. The Love Doctor. You know, they say he would go to a lot of events and play music. And then he would perform some of that same music, would start singing. So, the rest is history. Love for music. He's got the vocals, the Love Doctor, and slow roll it. That's it for us tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in. TheFetLifeStation.com. Do you remember this song with your man Lester Kenyon? Keep it tight. Keep it all right. Be easy. Stay breezy. All righty. See ya when I see ya.
Two, one.